it went from like the really rubbish early days where me and my wife were on holiday and it was like, right, who's going to do customer service today? And it was just like, oh, this is like not a way to be running our business.
Thanks for subscribing to the ZonCon podcast, the podcast all about Amazon conversations. These are the tips and tricks to become an Amazon millionaire. Here is your host, Andrew Erickson. He is all things Amazon, and so is this podcast. Let's have an Amazon conversation.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to the ZonCon podcast. Today, I am here with Pete Moon. Pete was actually a season one interview, one of my very first interviews, episode 11. Pete Moon came on here to talk about defensive PPC ads. Today, he is coming back on to talk about something a little bit more exciting, at least a little bit more exciting to me. Some people are super nerd out on defensive PPC ads. But today, we are talking about the entrepreneur's mindset. So, Pete, thank you so much for being here.
Hey, Andrew. Yeah, it's great to be back. Thanks for having me back on. I can't believe it's been 3 years since we were hanging out in China when we did that episode. So, lots happened in 3 years. I think you've now got children and and I've got a bit grayer.
Yeah.
And I have gray in my beard. Yeah, so I don't know whether that's to do with being an entrepreneur or whether that's just the fact that I'm in my mid-40s. I don't know.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Yeah, I guess we did that interview, it must have been April of 2019, published in May of 2019. So it has been over 3 years,
over
man.
3 years. Yeah.
And I guess that was, man, 3 years ago. That would be right before we were even pregnant at that point. I think we were still on our big trip, weren't we?
It was. Yeah, yeah. You were still kind of, I think you were coming towards the end of your big global trip. Yeah.
Oh man. So it's been quite a while, but we're excited to have you back on here. You recently wrote a book and I said, Pete, the book sounds amazing. You got to come on here and talk about this book. So, before we jump into what is in the book and some of the, great entrepreneur mindset things that we can learn about, why don't you give us a little bit of a background, where I sense a non-American accent. So tell us where you're based and then like a little bit of your Amazon journey.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So, so I'm Pete. I'm married to Alex. We're based in the UK. So we're about an hour out of London in a town called Bracknell in Berkshire. It's kind of southern England. And
It sounds so fancy when you guys say the name of your cities. I'm like, oh, it sounds so fancy.
Yeah, I think, unfortunately, I have to say like that in reality, Bracknell is very much like a town that you more often drive through rather than go to, but we have some famous places near us. So we're only 15 minutes away from Windsor. So I can say I live near the Queen, and we've got Legoland on our doorstep, which is very exciting. And yeah, there's other stuff like that, like Ascot. So we had all the Ascot horse races near us recently. So yeah.
Pete Moon, next door neighbors to the Queen of England.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's me. Yeah. And so, yeah, we kind of started this whole kind of journey about 7 years ago now. And I would probably class myself as a reluctant entrepreneur. that's a lot, kind of a little bit of my bio in the book. But started this very much kind of like taking a bit of a risk and just thought, hey, like, I want to do something different. I want to do a career change. There weren't any particular jobs that I really wanted to do. And I just thought, actually, I'm just going to give this whole starting a business in the Amazon world a go. And I think we just surprised ourselves, really. So yeah, we're kind of 7 years down the line, still with the same brand that we started with. We're actually sort of fairly imminently, well, we've actually signed with a broker at the moment. So we're getting valuations and we'll see. I don't know if we'll definitely sell, but like it's
oh, really?
So that is, that's a possibility.
Interesting. I know 3 years ago, you had just listed your company on the brokerage when I had met you.
Yeah, no, that's right. And I think we were glad we didn't sell then, but I'm starting to wonder whether I should have hindsight's a wonderful thing, but there's a lot of people will know in the Amazon e-commerce world, there's been a particular spike like towards the end of last year where there was a huge kind of amount of people selling their businesses. And so I kind of maybe missed that because I think I was so focused and had my head down building our business that I was ignoring all the emails I was getting from all the aggregators.
Well, I know people from the UK don't like self-promotion as much as Americans do. So I'm going to prop you up and say he is a very solid, smart entrepreneur dude. And you have at least correct me if I'm wrong, a multi seven-figure brand, built up from nothing. You sourced the product yourself and created the brand, created everything around it.
Yeah.
And I got a very large evaluation of that brand too, at least a few years ago. I'm assuming it's similar or bigger now.
Yeah, no, that's it. I mean, to be honest, I think if we carried on running it, like our 3-year plan is to be 8 figures. Like, I think it's totally achievable. And I think, I think any people who are ahead in that way, it is totally doable. So yeah, we're excited whichever way it goes. And just been scaling, growing the team, growing the amount of products, and growing the amount of marketplaces. So it's been an exciting journey, as well as starting another business at the same time, whether that's the right thing to do or not. I do feel excited about that though. So yeah.
And that second business, what is that?
So I'm always thinking about, hey, as an entrepreneur, you don't want to have all your eggs in one basket, and you want to be thinking about, hey, like, what's the next venture? What can I invest in? What can I look at next? And I've always loved books. I've always loved particularly nonfiction books. And I think very similar to our Amazon physical products journey, I came across a course in the last sort of 7 months, which was about selling books and being a self-publishing author on Amazon. So in a very similar way, very similar kind of product, kind of sourcing type of, research and all that kind of stuff. I just got excited about the idea. Really, like, I think because one of the things we've realized with our physical products business is that we're very inventory heavy, and there's, a lot of risk tied up in that. And I just love the idea of just creating a book, creating essentially like, a digital product, which once you've made it, it's just there. You never need to order stock for it, and you can literally sell it in every single Amazon marketplace immediately, which is like super exciting. And you can translate them for not a lot of money to get into the other marketplaces as well. So there was that, and also I think as well, like, the cost to kind of get a book to market is probably in some ways probably also less than like it would be with a physical product. So. Yeah, so I just kind of saw, wow, this is a really cool opportunity, and a lot of people are doing it, but I think there's a lot of great niches and opportunities to get stuck into nonfiction, as well as, like, once you really start getting in, you could look to fiction as well, which is all where all the big money is. But so that's kind of what we're looking at next in terms of what we're trying to grow. So I guess growing a self-publishing business, And at the end of the day, it's not just on Amazon. There's a whole load of other platforms that you can get your books and audiobooks onto. So there's lots of opportunity even with just one book.
Nice. I love it. So you went into KDP, Kindle, what is it? Publishing platform? Or what is the acronym for?
Yeah, Kindle Direct Publishing. I think isn't that what it is?
KDP.
KDP, yeah. I think that's right. I'm pretty sure that's what it stands for. Someone might correct me wrong. They'd be like, he doesn't even know what he's talking about. I'm still so new to this. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess if you're happy for me to kind of like mention the course that I bought. So it sort of came off the back of somebody that I've been following in the physical products world. And I really liked her style. Some people would have probably heard her on various podcasts over the years. The lady called Sophie Howard, who is based in New Zealand. And, I quite liked her style in that she wasn't like some of the typical gurus you might see out there who are kind of like, for me, like, she was just very real, very honest. And if there was a point at which I was going to go and help on one of her sourcing trips in India, because she did lots of sourcing from India. And, but then the lockdown hit and she kind of like massively went at that point into, the whole Kindle KDP thing, and she started like really like getting loads of books out there, really growing her business, and then she started to build a course off the back of it. And I'd been kind of following her over the years, and then once she had kind of really published the course, I just thought, hey, I'm gonna check this out. And it was called Kindle, I think she calls it the Kindle Publishing Income Course, but there's also a kind of like a masterclass course course called KX10 Elite, which is you pay more money to kind of do like a done for you book with them. So you kind of she has lots of great seasoned authors around her who help coach you through the beginning to the end of doing one full book.
Is it Kindle Publishing Income?
Kindle Publishing Income, yeah.
Nice.
And yeah, so within that, there's like, so you can buy Kindle Publishing Income and you can do it kind of on your own, or you can kind of upgrade to that kind of like, yeah, more expensive package for doing the done for you with like some real close coaching, which has been excellent, actually. It's been really good.
Nice. Well, I'm going to, we'll have a link in the show notes for anybody who wants to check that out. To learn about that kind of stuff. It's really interesting to see the pivot from physical to digital products there. But the book you told me about is very exciting, new book that's very relevant. So why don't you tell us a bit about the book that that's coming out this week?
Yeah, so it's we've just launched it in the last week or so. And so we wrote a book called Startup Mindset. And I think for me, I wanted to initially, because some people publish under their own name and some people publish under a pen name, but initially I wanted to start a book which I was really involved in and I've got some experience in and got some background in. And I loved the, a little bit similar to the kind of a lot of people be familiar with doing profitability research on an Amazon product. It's very similar. There's different types of like softwares out there. One's called Publisher Rocket, one's called KD Spy, and you can use those a bit like Helium 10 to kind of dig out, hey, what's selling well, what's that kind of thing. So for me, I realized that there was, you know, there's a whole load of like business books out there which do a lot of money. And I just thought, actually, what I think I can kind of niche down. And so for me, I was thinking, instead of like looking at aiming at readers who were like seasoned entrepreneurs, I thought I'm not going to get necessarily into that market. I wanted to kind of aim at thinking who would be my ideal reader. And I think the ideal reader was somebody who would be maybe stuck in corporate life, maybe someone who's got a business idea, really wants to start the business. So that's why the kind of the tagline is Startup Mindset, Help Me Start a Business. So it was kind of like, I wanted to kind of get an outline written for a book, which was kind of like, I want to try and help people, I guess, do what I've just done and kind of, yeah, learn along the way and share some of the mistakes and things that I've made along the way and just gleaning from loads of reading that I've done. I mean, I know we've both kind of shared book recommendations with each other over the years, and there's a whole bunch of books which have kind of inspired, I suppose, the creation of this book. And so I think for some people listening today, it may be kind of, it could be considered quite maybe basic, but I would say also there's a lot of stuff in there that is just helpful kind of tips. So there's the final kind of tagline subtitle to the book is 10 lessons to conquer your fear and learn the millionaire startup mindset and become a confident leader. So it's really kind of unpacking for someone who is maybe nervous to start or like afraid to kind of take a risk or like just doesn't know how to get going. And I think a lot of that is about mindset. And I just think really back when I was kind of umming and ahhing about starting my first business, I was just like questioning myself, thinking, have I got what it takes? Can I do it? Am I going to lose all my money? So there's a bunch of themes in the book which really kind of elaborate on some of the stories, not only from me, but about other entrepreneurs as well, in how they've kind of got to where they are. So yeah. So I feel quite excited that actually it's not just me trying to big myself up and in terms of what we've done up to now. I think it's really wanting to try and inspire and encourage those who are wanting to get on that journey. So yeah.
Nice. I love it. So inspiring others to start the journey. It's funny because obviously if someone's already started a business, they have taken that first step to get started, obviously. But I still find myself needing to kind of motivate myself still even to start the next thing, right? So even sometimes the next product launch, sometimes the next business, the next venture, whatever. I mean, I'm starting to potentially play with some real estate stuff, and it's like a little scary to just get started. Because I'm like, well, I gotta get like the perfect thing and get to set the structure up. I need to like learn more, and I've already taken 10 courses. I've already listened to 40 hours of podcasts. Like but I already have the thing, but what if I like try something and I lose money on it, and then I'll be a failure and it's just like, where do I even start? Right. So why don't you tell us, someone who's starting or potentially even starting their second thing, they've already done their Amazon's going well. I will say about half of our audience has, I would say, fairly solid Amazon businesses, and half are kind of like, let's just say, still in the beginner starting phase. So why don't you tell us what are a few tips that we can do to get started?
Yeah, no, for sure. And I think, like, just picking up on what you just said there, I think it's so true that even as an entrepreneur, maybe where you've already started one or more businesses, often you are starting something new. Like, I know a lot of people potentially are doing a rinse and repeat with Amazon businesses, and so it's, you're kind of, there's a lot of confidence there. But if you are going in something new, like real estate or something like KDP, which has got similarities but there is differences, or something completely different, you know, there is that whole feeling of going back to the beginning. And so I think some of the themes that I bring out in the 10 lessons are like specifically to do with things like, I think the one most personally for me is just getting going, because I think there's a perfectionist streak in me. And I think for some, or maybe a fair few entrepreneurs, that, you know, you've got this idea and you just really want it to work. And so for me, I think I always live by just kind of getting going. And some that you might have heard this in, is there's a few books which have used this principle, which is about the kind of ready, fire, aim principle. And you know, we've got this idea, we're kind of getting ready, and the temptation is just kind of like, is to aim, and to kind of, that's where the perfectionist thing can stop us from taking action. And so for me, like with that chapter in the book, it's all about like, how do we just make a decision and just kind of get going. I mean, I do have conversations with people where, you know, there's maybe they've got a good idea, or they're like getting wildly sidetracked by something before actually really taking action. And one of the examples I just gave in the book was, I met someone right at the beginning of my Amazon journey who was doing the same thing as me. And I was just following the course. You know, it said, do this thing. So I did that step. Then it said, do that next thing. So I was doing that step. It was, you know, like the Amazing Selling Machine, or Amazing as it's called today. And, yeah, the guy who I met, he got wildly sidetracked by creating an ebook, and it was like that. He just got like consumed by the ebook's got to be perfect before I launched this product. And the kind of the summary of the situation is basically, by the time he launched the product, he realized it was totally saturated. He didn't really make any sales, didn't really make any money of it. And he would have probably got there a lot quicker if he had, you know, just got going and hadn't wasted all that time. And so I think there's an element where you've just got to kind of just, you know, get the boat moving, like, you know, and it's harder to kind of steer a boat just, you know, when it's just standing still, you know, in harbor. You've got to get out on the waves, you've got to start taking a direction, and then you can change course to go the right way. It's that kind of analogy. So that's something that I tried to live by, and sometimes it frustrates my team, I think, possibly, because, like, you know, I think on teams you do want to try and do stuff in an excellent way. So sometimes I probably, my problem as an achiever, because I think if you've ever done the Strength Finders kind of personality thing, I'm my kind of main one is achiever, so I just want to get stuff done. And so, yeah, I think kind of trying to communicate that in the book is that isn't always necessarily like 100% the right thing to do, because there are times in business where we do want to have like excellence, and that does mean that's going to take time. And I think that's part of the aim at the end. So you ready, fire, and then you aim, and the aim is about getting it excellent, doing it like in a really like superb way. So I mean, even with our brand at the moment, Moonster Handmade Leather, we've finally kind of pushed our branding to a new level. We spent a lot of money on like branding and new money on like Shopify rebuild and all that kind of stuff. And it's, if I'd done that right at the beginning, I would have like had no money. It was just to be like, I'd have been broke before I started. But I think that's part of like where, you know, unless you've got some massive investors behind you, we were just reinvesting out of our profit. But anyway, so like that for me is like, I think a big one.
Yeah, I love that. And so there's some things I've heard that make me feel more confident in starting, similar to that. And one of them is, you got to suck at something before you get kind of good at something.
Yeah.
Right. So just, it's okay. Like, try a thing, do a thing, see how hard was it. Like, write a book, paint a painting, you know, do a run a half marathon, like try it, see how, and if you want to get good at it, you got to go do it. Right. And so it's okay to fail. It's okay to get started and to kind of suck at it. Right. So I love that idea of ready, fire, aim. So yeah. What about, I know one thing you talked about a lot is working hard and working diligently. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So I think for me, I think this applies particularly to going right back to the beginning. And this is where some of those who are starting out new completely or starting again is that what I try to communicate in the book is that we have this kind of mentality of not fearing hard work, and that we're potentially wearing every single hat in the business until we get those first few employees, unless we've got team from the word go. You know, we're going to be literally the operations manager, we're going to be the marketing manager, we're going to be the administrator, we're going to be doing all the finance. You know, we're literally doing every single job, and I think there's a place for that because you're learning the business as a whole. And I think when I first started, and I don't think this is not like a good kind of like ongoing work ethic, but I think there's a place for almost like overwork initially, because I would never have got the business off the ground if I hadn't been putting in some crazy hours. And I could have maybe quit my job, but that could have been a bit like foolish and unwise. But at that time, I was on a really low income as well when I first started the Amazon business 7 years ago. So it wasn't even an option to suddenly stop working. It wasn't like I'd been made redundant and had this big cash payout, so I could just concentrate on the business. And some people might have that luxury, but so what I was doing, and this is just, I guess, an example of this kind of not fearing hard work, is that what I would do is I would get up in the morning at about 7 a.m. I'd be talking to my Chinese suppliers for like an hour or two. I would then go to work and fit kitchens and bathrooms for like 8 hours. And then I would come home, put the kids to bed, have dinner as a family, and then I'd work on the business for 2 hours in the evening. And it was like rinse and repeat like that for a good few weeks, if not months. But it was totally unsustainable. But I'm glad I did it. And I think there's times like that where we need to not be afraid of like, hey, are we going to get this thing off the ground? But I think, you know, there could be some people who disagree with that, where they might say you've got to have like that kind of perfect kind of work life health kind of balance. And it probably wasn't very healthy for a bit, but for me, it was a sacrifice I felt like I had to make.
I feel like that resonates really well with me. I remember the first 2 years I used to hand make all my stuff, like all the products I sold, I handmade and packaged them and sent them out, started on Etsy. And man, that was a grind. And I knew that there was kind of like something on the horizon, there's something better coming. And I figure if I learn this process, I learn the e-commerce stuff and I learn the customer service stuff, and I feel the pain of putting the stupid wrong label on the stupid wrong box and sending it to the person and then them complaining, you feel that pain and realize like, oh man, I need to figure out something else better than this. But that pain, I think, is important, and not being afraid of the hard work. I think that's a really good mindset. Yeah. But tell me, so work hard, yes. But there is a point where, for me, I feel like there was a season of work, right? Like for me, it was kind of like 2 years. I kind of had 2 years, like I'm just going to really hustle, work a day job, work the side job, get it going, do things that sometimes I could, you know, potentially pay someone else $15 an hour to do for me, but I just don't even have the time to save the time, you know?
Yeah.
But I knew at some point I was not going to be doing that. Like I do not want to work 80, 90 hours a week for my whole life. Can you tell me a little bit about like, how did you feel? Was there a point where you're like, okay, I'm done with hard work? Is there like, cool, we built it. Let's like enjoy.
Yeah.
Let's keep working, but like enjoy the next step.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah. I think there's, I'm sure I've experienced, there's those kind of like those tiers of kind of growth. And so it went from like the really rubbish early days where me and my wife were on holiday and it was like, right, who's going to do customer service today? And it was just like, this is like not a way to be running our business. And so it was like those like realizations of, hey, we're growing, but we really shouldn't be doing this all ourselves. And it was at those points where it was starting to go, right, we need to hire our first person. And it was like all the learning curve around that and where to hire them from and how to do it. And yeah, and mistakes that we made with hiring rubbish people and then finding good people. And then the kind of the tier of like, because I was still for the first, at least for the first year or so, probably first 2 years, actually, I was still working my full-time job. And then when it really took off, it was like, right, I can then start reducing my days. And so I went down to part-time and then kind of was half and half. And then eventually that scary moment of letting go of the day job, which, you know, is probably sounds scary for a lot of people who've never done that. And it was a scary moment because you're like,
you've got this thing
that you've relied on for however many years. I mean, I've been doing that job for about 9 years and I was thinking, gosh, yeah, this is going into something which I've never been into for before. And, you know, I've got a wife and two young kids at that time. And you feel like, yeah, there are definitely moments of panic and anxiety, but, and then it's about consolidation. Yeah. And I would say like every year our holidays have got better. So I think that's an indicator of, hey, like, you know, we are in a different season now.
I think it was my fourth Christmas. We're very Q4 heavy, right? So half our sales are Q4. I think you as well, right?
Yeah, same as us. Yeah, yeah.
And so I just told my wife, I was like, just, I will come to Thanksgiving dinner and I'm going to come to Christmas Eve, whatever the, you know, event, well, it's mass or family or whatever. Yeah. And then Christmas Day, obviously. But outside of that, do not really expect much out of me in terms of like hanging out and family stuff and friend stuff. Like I'm going to be really busy basically from Halloween until Christmas Day. And she was, my wife, very supportive, very like, okay, yeah, great. Again, this is a short term, like we're going to hustle for a few years. And then the fourth year, maybe it was a fourth or fifth Christmas, I forget. I had spent so much time and energy over the summer prepping for Q4, getting the thing, planning the inventory, getting the cash available, doing the thing, hiring a person to get them ready, prepping the stuff to get the thing, have an extra 3PL, the blah, 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 yeah. Like really prepping a lot. And then Christmas came and like the first, I guess it was the week after Black Friday, I literally sat down and I was like, okay, where's the fire? the customer service fire, where's that? No, there's no fire there. Oh, but the inventory fire, where's the inventory fire? And there's no fire there. Okay, what about the promotion, the pricing? Like, no, there's nothing there. I'm like, what about the cash flow? No, the cash flow is fine. I'm like, wait. Well, oh, wait, what? Like, it's all good? We're good? Like, I can just go home. I'm at home, but like, can I just not do a thing? And then my wife mentioned, she's like, oh, you're just like hanging out on Wednesday afternoon. Like, I kind of thought you were going to like be really busy this week. I'm like, no, I got to figure it out a little bit now this year.
Yeah, no, it is a relief once you start getting that help and you've delegated and you've, yeah, just trusted a whole bunch of stuff to other people. It's great to have a great team. And I think there's probably a whole nother book about like, you know, how to hire some great people. And there's already plenty of books out there about that kind of stuff. But yeah, I think it is a great place to get to when you're not like completely like run crazy by hard work. Cause what's the point in starting a business if you're just going to be like, yeah, crazy busy and stressed, you're like, you might as well stay in an employed job. You know, you've got to create what you're creating is obviously it comes down to you, doesn't it? So there is a mindset around hey, what are you creating? What are you trying to do? What are you trying to carve out for yourself in terms of your family, your health, your mental well-being? Yeah.
I love it. Actually, that's a great segue. We like to ask everyone the same three questions. What's your big why, Pete? Why start? Why go from your home renovation company into starting an Amazon physical products based business, and then pivot into, or well, I guess add another business on top of that of writing and publishing books for people? Why do that?
Yeah. So it's a very good question, and I think I would say there's a combination of whys. Like, I mean, I would say my biggest why would be my faith, because I had quite a kind of a life transforming moment when I was 19, in terms of yeah, just kind of searching, hey, what's life about? And that, and for me, there was like a real kind of like kind of discovery of faith moment there for me. So that's a big one. But I would say kind of like broader than that, that there's, yeah, there was that frustration of, I don't feel like I've still discovered what I've been made for in this life. And that's why I was willing to put like finance on the line. And that's kind of one of the bits in the book about taking risks. Yeah, I think it was wanting to kind of not only create like, or attempt to create a new path to kind of go, this is what I think I want. I just want to do something different. And I'm willing to kind of sacrifice to see if I can work that out. And I'm glad I did. Because sometimes I look back and go, gosh, like what happens if I hadn't done that? And I think that's part of my kind of like, yeah, that's a bit of my why, is like, I want to get to the end of my life not having any regrets. And yeah, I think that's kind of partly what drives me. I'm like, I want to make those decisions where I'm not going to look back and go, oh, if only I'd done that thing. But yeah, so I think as well, like in terms of creating not only the Amazon business, but then looking at this new KDP business and always thinking about the next thing, I think a lot of it's also to do with some personal goals. Like, so a lot around our existing business is there's like a kind of an altruistic streak through myself and my wife. We've always wanted to give back. And so we've got like this vision of part of our existing brand to donate 5% of our net profits to change 5 communities in 5 continents. So we've kind of got connections with 5 different charities around the world. And that's just exciting to get those kind of like stories back from how you're kind of seeing your money's being used. And like, we get pictures from a charity we're connected with in India, and we're not quite sure what they're going to do with our money next, but it's amazing. Like, you know, they've just kind of created like dug boreholes, like got kids into school, got kids off the street. Like, yeah, it's amazing. And love just being kind of playing a small part in that. Yeah. So there's some other sort of personal goals in there. I'd love to kind of like the whole kind of FIRE thing, financial independence, retire early, even though I'm not sure I believe in retirement, but like, it's, you know, I'm always driven. I always want to like do something. I'm never going to be someone who's just sat on a beach doing nothing.
I love that. So the charity thing, that's amazing. So I'm glad there's people like you that exist in the world for that kind of stuff. The FIRE, as you mentioned, financial independence, retire early. One thing that's always been one of our big pushes, our big whys for a while. The big thing, the way I've heard, or at least I've redefined retirement for us, is doing whatever we want, whenever we want, with whomever we want.
Yeah.
Right. So it doesn't mean stopping work and just fishing all day or just watching TV all day. It means we get to work on things, we get to do things and create things and share time with people when and how we want to, as opposed to like having to show up and do the thing, like clock the hours and do the thing.
Absolutely. And I would say that's part of the definition of an entrepreneur, surely, if like you've decided to, you know, start your own thing because it's a passion, or like you just want to do that, like then you get to decide what that looks like, don't you? So, and that's kind of exciting.
Yes. And I want to get to the point where I don't have to grind for like do the entrepreneurial thing, but like minus the grind, but still at like the hustle. Oh, there you go. Yeah, the entrepreneurship with the hustle and no grind. That's what I want.
Yeah, I like that. That's good. Yeah. I like, yeah, that sounds like you should write a book on that, Andrew.
I love that. Well, Pete, I want to hear, people want to know about this book. Where can they get it? This is, we always ask, what's one actual thing that Amazon sellers can do today? And I'm going to answer for you and say, check out this book. So Pete, tell us, what is the full name of the book and where can we find it?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So the book is called Startup Mindset, Help Me Start a Business. And the subtitle is 10 Lessons on How to Overcome Fear, Learn the Millionaire Startup Mindset and Become a Confident Leader. And sounds like a bit of a mouthful, but yeah, basically Startup Mindset, you can find it under my name, Pete Moon. And it is now currently globally on Amazon, and you can buy it on Kindle, you can buy it on paperback or audio. So yeah, and if you are keen to know either when our next book is out, or if you would like, because we're about to launch the audio version, If you'd like a code to get the audiobook for free or the Kindle for free, then you can either contact me through Facebook, search me up on Facebook, send me a private message and be happy to send you out a code, or you could email me at pete@scribe.co.uk, and that's scribe, which is S-K-R-Y-B-E.
Fantastic. Awesome. And we'll make sure to have links to all of those products, both UK and US based, on Amazon and Kindle and audio or Audible. And we'll have a link there to Pete's email in case if you guys want to get that, the free audio there. And I already bought the book, and I'm going to be DMing you as well for that audio.
Yeah, for sure. I'll send you a code.
Awesome, Pete. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for sharing some of your wisdom.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's been great to hang out again.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Hey guys, if you found value from this episode, I would love if you could tell the world. And if you don't want to tell the entire world, I would love for you to tell iTunes at least. If you can go to iTunes, if you listen to this podcast on iTunes, go ahead and go leave us a review. I have a few here that are amazing that I love to read out. I read every single review that's posted. Go to iTunes, leave a review. Also, Spotify now is allowing ratings. So please go onto Spotify, and super easy. You don't even have to write anything. You just hit 5 stars and leave that review. You know, as an Amazon seller, how important reviews are to your business. I am asking you, at the goodness of your heart, please leave me a review as well. Thanks. We'll be right back.